been listening to High Country Celtic Radio.
I love the radio. Yes, I love the radio. I love the radio. Yes, I love the radio. I love you, the radio. I love you too, the radio.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, your hit-free radio station. In case you didn't notice.
The radio, the radio, the radio.
King, but you don't care.
You're riding with the king.
Yes, you're riding. Well, folks, welcome to the Riptap Blues Show here. Right now in the background, we got Hideaway by John Mayall's Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton on just in the background while we get into the next little bit of the show. Of course, this is the Riptap Blues Show here on 101.5 UMFM. I am your host, Stephen Robertson. I hope you all are having a good one. I know it's been a bit, but we are back in the saddle again. Remembrance Day coming up on Monday there. So a long weekend for some of us. But tonight, with an extra hour we have, the being dark out, we got some good blues lined up here. Of course, before Riding with the King, Eric Clapton, and B.B. King. And then, right now, just before that, we had Freddie King with Going Down from Getting Ready World. And next up here, folks, is by a song by E.G. Knight, which is Sad, Sad Sunday from their album Southern Comfort. And then after that, we're going back to some more British blues with Chicken Shack with Poor Boy. And then after that, we got even some more British blues here. We got Steamhammer with Contemporary Chick Con Song. And so we're going to play that there in a little bit and let those three get on the way. And then we got some new music, awesome new music, all the way from the areas such as Ottawa, Hamilton, and some other places across Canada with some brand new music. And so we're going to be playing that and enjoying that and have some fun. So folks, you know the drill. Sit back, relax, grab yourself a drink, whatever it may be. I've got myself a fresh hot coffee here from the cafe just at the university, and we're going to get into this. And of course, as always, if you like what you're listening to, support the artists, buy the music, add them to your playlists, and of course, buy the merch, buy a t-shirt, buy a sweater, buy something, buy a hat, or even cool, if you're a badge person or a pin person, buy yourself a badge or a pin. I love the fact that those are still like things that people collect. I was just at a staff party yesterday, and one person had their satchel bag covered in different pins and badges and whatnot, and I just looked and I just went, how long have you been collecting for? And they said about, I think they said it was about 10 years. And I was just like gobsmacked, and their whole bag was covered in different pins and badges. It was awesome. And so Yeah, buy those. but of course, if you find that there's an artist you like that's coming into the city, especially one that you hear from our shows, go see them live, folks. Go buy that ticket, put your butt in the seat, and watch them live. Doing that is one of the best ways to support them, because you know what? You got to see them live. Go on. Date nights, hangout nights. I think even in January, for all the classic rockers out there, Album Covers Live is doing Dark Side of the Moon at the Centennial, which definitely go to. And I believe also at the Planetarium, they're doing also, not in the band, but still, this is pretty cool. I know I'm going to this on this coming Saturday. Is the, what is it, Pink Floyd, but they're doing the Planetarium, and they're doing like a light show and stuff like that with the music, which I'm excited to go see. But overall, check out the different places and see what's going on. And with that said, let's get into this here. EG Night, Sad, Sad Sunday, Southern Comfort, going into Chicken Shack, as well as Steam Hammer just after. So ladies and gentlemen, grab yourself a drink, whatever it may be, and let's get right into the music.
Away. I have a dream that one day stay.
Call me Papa.
such a skin is brown.
Thank you. Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
The West End Cultural Centre will play host to three unique performances on Saturday, November 16th, as the Winnipeg Arts Council presents Sing Me a Song You've Never Heard Before. A cross-discipline event focused as much on words as on music, the evening will feature the talents of Winnipeg poet laureate Chinwemwe Undi in collaboration with cellist Nathan Cron, the world premiere of Too Far to Walk, a song cycle composed by Karen Sinabaka with poetry by John Sampson Fellows, performed by choral and operatic talents Lisa Rumpel and Aaron Hutton, and a performance by acclaimed singer-songwriter Teresa Thor. Sing Me a Song You've Never Heard Before is part of City of Song, a celebration of Winnipeg's 150th birthday taking place throughout 2024, showcasing the city's talents and creating space for Winnipeggers to engage with the power of song. Advance tickets for this special evening are only $10 and are available now through Eventbrite. So get yours and don't miss out on the music at the West End Cultural Centre on Saturday, November 16th, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
Here at UMFM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback at umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.
Alrighty, folks, that is the first half of the show, and we are back with more. Just to do a little recap there, we had E.G. Knight with Sad Sad Sunday from Southern Comfort, Chicken Shack with the track Poor Boy from Imagination Lady, and Steam Hammer with Contemporary Chick Con Song from Mark II. And we got a lot more coming up here. First off, Ottawa's Angelica Jones, formerly known from the Angelina Hunter Trio, debuts new single 12 Feet Tall and bold new band name. And so they have arrived, new name, same unstoppable energy, formerly known as Angelina Hunter Trio. This powerful powerhouse band delivers the raw electrifying sound fans know and love now with a fresh identity from gritty guitar riffs to soulful vocals. Angelica Jones is here to redefine blues for a new generation, all while staying true to the heart of their music. That there from the amazing Sarah French. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to play this one here. And after that, we have also, thanks to Sarah, Hamilton, Ontario's multi-talented artist Lily Saz launches her solo career with new song and video, Good Night, Sweetheart. And honestly, this song, I think I played it twice while I was getting the show prepared, or three times while I was just getting everything prepared for today. Yeah, and there it is, and it was stopped halfway through on the fourth listen to there. Reading here, Lily Saz's path to her current activities as a singer-songwriter was not a straight line. After a completely different start in life growing up in a farming community in the Niagara Peninsula, she made a change and studied classical music, majoring in piano and harpsichord, before being swept up by the I am horrible with words sometimes. Serendipitous. I'm going to keep going with that one. A discovery of blues and roots music that she'd never before witnessed. This was a game changer that led to a completely different musical trajectory as a keyboard player in rock, blues, and country bands, eventually leading to projects that led to adventures and opportunities she hadn't considered. And after that, we got a new one from Ollie Owens with Some Days, that being with their new project that is coming out here, I believe, very soon. And we got that one there. And we got three more after that. So, folks, sit back, relax. I've still got coffee, as you can clearly tell. But we got a lot more music on the way, so sit back, relax. And of course, if you like anything you hear, make sure to look out for them. And also make sure that if they come by, go grab a ticket. Because, hey, I'm a really big fan of the Lily Saz single that we're about to play here. And I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye open for that. But hopefully you folks also think the same and enjoy it just as much. But here we go with 12 Feet Tall.
heart. Might be the last time we meet. Go home, darling. Sleeping on your feet. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. Is there anything more we can say? Go home, darling. It's been a long day. Before I shut the door, could I have given you more? Did I do all I should? Everything that I could. Good night, sweetheart.
left in town. Storm in the clouds, through the driving rain.
Folks, I had to play that one there while I was getting some other stuff set up. That there was the awesome track by Frank Costantino, Making the Rounds, their newest single. And man, what a great single that is. All the way from Toronto there, blues rock artist Frank Costantino with the powerful soul groove soak single that they've just released, Making the Rounds, which I believe is out now. Amazing song. Love the riff. Love the power and energy in that one there. And before that, we, of course, had Ollie Owens, Some Days, from Nowhere to Hide. Lily Saz with their new single, Goodnight Sweetheart, which, after reading more of it, was the last words that she had said to her mother before she passed away. As a little bit more information there as to what the song, what the power of the song is there, and why it is so touching. And then, of course, Angelica Jones with the new group name there, with 12 Feet Tall, the new single from her group. And coming up next from AV and the Inner City, which I believe we've played in the past, is a brand new single from them, which is the Edmonton-based, award-winning, all-female soul roots group with the inspiring new single, Line at the Gate, which is, as quoted here, about overcoming intimidating obstacles. And then after that, we have the awesome Toronto jazz blues singer Tanya Wills, Steps, as I got here from Eric Alper, I love the little twist here, Steps Out of the Dating Game with That's Love, from the her new album, She, which we're going to play here to end off the show. So folks, we're going to try to squeeze these ones in. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Remember, same time, a different place, but the same spot on your radio dial. I love you all so much, and I hope you enjoy the show. And let's have a good one and blast these tunes out. I'll see you all next time.
Everybody knows, knows, knows. There's a lion at the gate of heaven. Haunts you like a ghost, ghost, ghost. There's a lion at the gate of heaven. getting close, so close. Oh, there's a lion at the gate, if only it would go. I had shoes with tangled laces,
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, the Hiawak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
One, two, three.